ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day from the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he'll resign his office if Ukraine can join NATO. President Trump last week called Zelensky a dictator in a war of words. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York says Zelensky needs Trump.
This kind of, you know, back and forth, saying that the president is falling for Russian disinformation does not help his cause for sure.
Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy to the Middle East, says he'll travel to the region this week for talks focusing on entering a second phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Prayers continue from around the world for Pope Francis. The Vatican says he continues to receive high-flow oxygen in a Rome hospital. Saturday, the Vatican said he was in critical condition. Federal workers around the country confused by a weekend email directed by Elon Musk instructing them to reply by Monday with five achievements from the last week. This is ABC News. York County, Pennsylvania is mourning a police officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty Saturday as he responded to a hostage situation at a hospital ICU. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
Reports of an officer down as well as the shooter down inside the hospital.
Andrew Duarte was killed in the intense firefight. His girlfriend tells ABC News he turned 30 last week and was the best person she knew.
He is to be commended for a life of service, albeit cut way too short.
Now a community left in mourning, supporters placing flowers outside of the West York Police Department in honor of Officer Duarte.
The shooter was shot and killed several hospital employees, but no patients were hurt. Mammoth Mountain, California, says a ski patroller, Claire Murphy, caught in an avalanche last week, has died of her injuries, and authorities in Grand County, Colorado, said a backcountry skier died in an avalanche Saturday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 34 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Look for clouds gradually mixing with some sunshine and warmer today with a high of 41. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 29. And partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet tomorrow with a high of 49. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 34 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you or a loved one looking for a place to call home that offers care, compassion, and community? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, where life is made easier and every day is filled with joy. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we provide personalized assistance to help with daily activities while giving you the freedom to live life to the fullest. Whether it's enjoying meals in our cozy dining room, engaging in social activities, or receiving the support you need, our caring team is here for you every step of the way. With 24/7 care, beautiful living spaces, and a warm, welcoming community, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the perfect place to thrive. We're more than just assisted living, we're family. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium is asking every livestock owner to renew and update their livestock premises registration. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept, and current registrants must renew their premises registration by July 31st. All registrants should have received email registration notifications from DATCAP. However, registrants without email addresses will receive a letter this spring. Livestock owners must register their premises regardless of the number of animals they keep. There is no cost to register. DATCAP uses the information to rapidly respond to animal disease outbreaks to protect animal health, the food supply, public safety, and Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Registrant information is never shared or sold commercially. Registration renewal is required every 3 years. By reviewing the information on the renewal form and providing any updates to WLIC, current registrants can renew their premises registration or, as required, report that they no longer house livestock. Those who need to register a new location can find more information on DATCAP's website. Failing to register a premises can result in fines and ineligibility for state indemnity payments if animals are condemned due to disease exposure. Livestock owners can register new premises or renew previous registrations by following the instructions included in the email directing to review their existing premises registration information directly online. Visiting WIID.org/premises-registration-renewal. Calling WLIC at 888-808-1910 or downloading and mailing a paper application or returning the renewal form. Registrants will receive confirmation once their registration or renewal is processed. Premises ID numbers may be required by certain municipalities, organizations, and/or fairs. FEMA is now accepting applications for the Youth Preparedness Council until March 3rd. The Youth Preparedness Council, or YPC, is a program that brings teens together from across the nation who are interested and engaged in community preparedness. Council members are selected based on their dedication to public service, their efforts in making a difference in their communities, and their potential to expand their impact as national leaders for emergency preparedness. Students in grades 8 through 11 are eligible to apply. During their one-year term, council members collaborate virtually with each other to develop projects that promote preparedness on a local and national scale. Our members also engage with leaders within FEMA, the federal government, and national nonprofit organizations. Students from Region 5, which includes Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin, who apply for the national YPC, will also be considered for a place on the Region 5 Youth Preparedness Council. The Region 5 YPC is an additional service and leadership opportunity for high school students living in these states. Youth interested in applying must submit a completed application form and provide two letters of recommendation. All application and supporting materials must be submitted no later than March 3rd. New council members will be announced by June. To access the application materials, read about the current council members, and for more information about the Youth Preparedness Council, visit the Youth Preparedness Council page at FEMA.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries from high school students for the 2026 12-month Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. The annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to all high school-age students in Wisconsin who attend public, private, and parochial schools or are homeschooled. Artwork entries should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in Wisconsin. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. All motor vehicles entering state parks and recreation areas must have a vehicle admission pass. Some state forest and trail parking areas also require a pass. Materials for the 2026 sticker design contest are now available, and students can submit entries through April 30th. Rules, submission guidelines, tips for a winning design, and past sticker design winners are available on the DNR State Park Pass Design Contest webpage. And the search is on for the best burger in Wisconsin. Residents are encouraged to nominate their favorite establishment's best burger at the Wisconsin Beef Council website for consideration. Those with enough votes will be named to the Elite Eight in March. Each establishment will get a visit from the secret judging panel in the weeks that follow, with the winner named in May to kick off Beef Month. Burgers will be judged on taste and appearance, with doneness and judges' preference accounting for a small portion of the score. Last year's winner, Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst, is ineligible to defend their title. WRCO News Time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Currently, it's cloudy, and we are now up to 35 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A unique soil found only in Richland County, Nukshma Roho Nai. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the soil series, .sc.egov.usda.gov, a special series of solid types are proposed in Richland County in 2002. Of these solid type soils, the source was given name and provided by Elder Jim Funmaker of the Ho-Chunk Nation. This special soil type is pronounced Nukshma Roha Nie, and it means ice land moving the river in the Ho-Chunk language. The Nukshma Roha Nie series consists of a very deep, well-drained soil in an underlying sandy outwash. These soils are on strath terraces along the Wisconsin River. Geographically associated soils in the area include both Balmoral and the Muscadet soil types located in Richland County. These soils are in similar positions to the landscape. The Muscadet soils have more sand in the upper part and have a paralithic contact to the bedrock. The Balmoral soils are moderately well drained. Most areas of Nukshmarohanai soils are used for cropland. A few small areas remain in native vegetation or are used for pasture land. Native vegetation is a mixture of deciduous forest and prairie grasses with scattered oak trees. The solid series is thought to be pre-Illinoian sediment with an eastward sloping deposit surface. An ice blockage along the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien caused the Wisconsin River to flow eastward. In a separate article, Eric Carson covers the river flowing from Wyalusing State Park east across the state of Wisconsin. If you're interested, simply search "When the Wisconsin River Flowed Backwards." Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering a special quail study in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1217. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Rose Mary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center, died February 15th at our house, Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless is survived by 6 children, Karen and Dan Kruger and Alan Wanless, all of Richland Center, Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, David and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, and Janine Burke of Stoughton. 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Rose Mary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center, died Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Mike McNair include his wife of 54 years, Nancy, 2 children, Dundee McNair of Middleton, and Brooke and Chad Kemp of Kimberly, 2 grandsons, sisters, Laurie and Billy McNair of South Elgin, Illinois. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hope you're having a great Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still some cloud cover across the area, but certainly the milder weather is starting to build in. In fact, over the next couple of days, we'll see our warmest temperatures in about the last month move into Wisconsin, with a lot of spots hitting the 40s tomorrow and into the first part of the week. We're also going to be dealing with some weak weather systems sliding through. One of those produced a touch of light snow early this morning in the far north part of our states. We'll see another weak one grazed the northern sections tonight, and then a second disturbance will come through southwest Wisconsin Monday evening, could provide us with some very light precipitation. Most of Tuesday should be dry, but then Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, some snow and rain is likely, with the next low pressure system sliding through. Beyond that, we'll see yet another system drop in from the northwest Friday afternoon into early Saturday. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Cloud cover gradually mixing with some sunshine, warmer with a high near 41, south wind up to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low at 29 degrees. Tomorrow should be partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet. Highs in the upper 40s to around 50. West wind between 8 and 17. Monday night, there's a 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by late evening, low 32. Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued mild, high in the mid-40s. 50% chance of light rain showers again by late Tuesday evening, possibly mixing with some wet snow overnight. On Wednesday, chance of light rain or snow in the morning, then clearing skies in the afternoon. Low 31, high 43. Thursday, partly sunny, high of 40. Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs up around 46. A chance of light rain showers Friday afternoon, which could become snow Friday night. And Saturday, breezy and cooler with a chance of flurries, high near 33. Enjoy your afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people.
people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 36 degrees after a morning low of 11. Yesterday's high was 31, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1930 is 60 degrees with a record low of 15 below that was set back in 1873. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:42 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:46. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.71, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
There was sectional wrestling action across the state yesterday, including the WIAA Division II Boys Sectional Wrestling Tournament that was held yesterday at Wisconsin Dells. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Here's a look at how it went at the WIAA Wisconsin Dells Division II Sectional. Saturday's results included at 106 pounds, first place, Colin Fry of Evansville, taking second, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi, third place, Carson Bassett of Fenimore. The fourth place wrestler was Thomas Lomar of Broadhead, Judah. At 113, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville is a champion. Had an exciting day on the day, getting a pin in the finals over Colton Bolig of Evansville, who finishes second. Coda Perney of Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro is third. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien finishes in fourth place. At 120, first place Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. Second place is Ethan Haiti. He was pinned by Koss in the championship round, and then Ethan fell to second place. The third place wrestler, Briar Caves, with a medical forfeit, did not wrestle Ethan in the consolation round. Cade Birchman of Fenimore finishes fourth. At 126, Blake Endress of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris with a first place finish. Rhett Spurley Dodgeville was second. Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern finished third. Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville is the fourth place wrestler. At 132, first place for Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards. Second place, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, taking third and going to state. Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Race Howlett of Evansville finishes fourth at 132. At 138, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville takes first place. Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien second. Nathan Johnson Dodgeville is third and headed to state. And Connor Breimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern is fourth. At 144, Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville continues his amazing season. Undefeated again after a big day of wrestling and takes first place, followed by Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal, third place wrestler Oliver Harkus, Belmont Platteville. Mason Schulte of River Valley is the fourth place wrestler at 144. At 150, top three going to state, first place Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, second place Braden Dorshorst of Lodi, third place Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, and the fourth place wrestler Tom Heiser of Evansville. At 157 pounds, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the champion. Second place wrestler Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro is third. And the fourth place wrestler is Tyler Kissimore of Belmont Platteville. At 165, first place Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Second place Landon Bush, Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Third place, Jacob Luchterhand of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal. And fourth place, Kaysen Helwig of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. At 175, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida is the champion. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage and Nathan Blaschke finish out the weight class. Fourth place wrestler was Riker Swenson of Belleville Monticello New Glarus. At 190, it was a win for Hayden Gillen. He had an amazing day, taking first place for Mauston Nisida. Trey Udelhoven of Belleville Monticello New Glarus is second. Jordan Perkins, Wautoma Wild Rose is third. Blake Brickle of River Valley finishes fourth, just out of the running for state. 215, Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien is the champion. Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk is second. Aaron Dunnigan of GET Merrill's Mindoro is third. And Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville finishes fourth. And at heavyweight, first place Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Also moving on, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, Jackson Meyer of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal, and the fourth place wrestler is Caden Drake of Darlington Blackhawk. Certainly some great results on the day, some very good wrestling in Wisconsin Dells. Fenimore had the most points in terms of the team score with 99. Prairie du Chien second, 81.5. Evansville was third. Dodgeville fourth. And GET Merrill's Mindoro was fifth of the teams that were here. Total of 27 teams at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. Reporting for WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, area wrestlers took part in the Division III sectional that was held at Westby yesterday. With a report on that, here's Bill Twining.
The area Division III sectional wrestling tournament was held Saturday at Westby High School. The top three individuals in each weight class move on to the state tournament, which begins this coming Thursday. Mineral Point led the way with 8 state qualifiers. Aquinas has 7. Iowa Grand Highland 5 after the Division III sectional on Saturday. Both Riverdale and Lancaster will advance 3 wrestlers onto state. Moving 2 wrestlers each are Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Pecatonica Argyle, and Parkview Albany. And the following schools will have 1 wrestler each at state: Cashton, DeSoto, Royal Waniwak Center, Westby, Independence Gilmanton, Pittsville, and Westfield. The SWAL Conference had 9 of the 14 sectional champions on Saturday, and 19 total wrestlers qualify for state. The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference will have 9 wrestlers at the state tournament. Here's how things went by weight class at the Westby Division III sectional. In 106 pounds, the champion is freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas is the runner-up, and William Cradiville of Lancaster third. Freshman James Schramm of Riverdale just missed, finishing fourth at the sectional. At 113 pounds, the champion, senior Jaron Grimsland of North Crawford Seneca, runner-up Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center, and third place goes to Clayton Geyer of Westby. The 120-pound sectional champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who picked up his 200th career win in the championship match. He is a defending state champion going back to state. Liam Carey of Mineral Point finished second. He is a freshman. And Martez Sheeret, another freshman from Aquinas, is third, just ahead of Boscobel Wazika Steuben sophomore Ashton Udelhoven, who finished in fourth place just outside of the state tournament. At 126 pounds, the champion Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, runner-up Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, and third place to Parker Milsna of Cashton, who finished just ahead of senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 132, the state qualifiers are champion Roger Fleege of Aquinas, runner-up Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, and third place to Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, who was a late addition to the sectional after finishing out of the running at the Super Regional. He was added and will be making his second trip to the state tournament. 138, Brody Meese of Riverdale is the champion, will be making his third trip to the state tournament. Runner-up Grant Klimick of Independence Gilmanton. Third place to Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, just ahead of the top finisher from Brookwood, Drew Powell, who placed fourth and is out of the running. At 144, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point wins the championship. He'll make his fourth trip to state. The runner-up Mason Grosskreutz of Westfield. Third place to Rayson Schooley of Pittsville. The 150-pound sectional champion from Saturday, sophomore Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Runner-up is Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, and third place goes to Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, who finished ahead of fourth-place finisher Ashton Bennett, a junior from Ithaca Weston, who is on the outside. At 157, the champion Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up Poinette's Ashton Meister, third place Aquinas' Waylon Hargrove, freshman Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point, placed fourth in that weight class. 165, the champion Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up and making his second trip to state is senior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Third place goes to Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. At 175, the sectional champion is Cade Rule of Mineral Point, who will make his fourth trip to state. Seth Greener of DeSoto is the runner-up. Third place goes to Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. He finishes just ahead of senior Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 190, the champion, Iowa Grand Highlands' Gavin Hinderman. The runner-up is Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, a senior, and third place to Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. The 215-pound champion Saturday at the Westby Division III sectional is Tyson Martin of Aquinas, second place to Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, who lost his first match of the season in the sectional final, and third place goes to junior Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. And at 285, the champion, Grant Matthews of Riverdale, who won his 100th match in the final. He'll be making his second trip to state. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland is second, and Will Floatmeyer of Aquinas, third. A number of seniors bowed out of the tournament, ended their high school career at the sectional on Saturday, include Chase McGuire and Talon Childs of Riverdale, Mac Neep of Ithaca Weston, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca, Kasten Gazda of Brookwood, both Peyton Krager and Justin Obert of DeSoto, three wrestlers from Royal Waniwak Center, Garrett Dragan, Jackson Bender, and Samson Degner, Jaden Geyer of Westby, four from Iowa Grand Highland, Lucas Christensen, Aiden Bedward, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart, and two wrestlers from Mineral Point, Lennon Ewert and Matt Orrit. Individually from the area schools, again, moving on to state for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. For Ithaca Weston, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. From North Crawford Seneca, state qualifiers Jared Grimslet and Thomas Frosty. From Mineral Point, eight of them, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, Rowan Carey, Jacob Dannenberg, Emmett Collins, Cade Rule, and Elliot Kite. Moving on to state from Cashton, Parker Milsna. From DeSoto, Seth Greeno. State qualifiers from Royal Waniwak Center, Brendan Rick. From Westby, Clayton Geyer. From Lancaster, three of them all finished third at the sectional, William Cradiville, Nolan Hankey, and Nolan Wolf. And from Iowa Grand Highland, five, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff Iowa Grand Highland also has three wrestlers in the four slot who must be ready if they get the call. They are Lucas Christensen, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart. All three are seniors. The state wrestling tournament begins Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Division I and girls tournaments kick underway. And a Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, an earlier start this year for Divisions 2 and 3. For Kirk Layer and David Wormand for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, yesterday in high school sports, in boys basketball action, there was only a couple games from the area that were played. First of all, Mineral Point beat Marshall by a score of 69-43, and Holman defeated Toma 70-47. There were no girls' games yesterday, as the girls are preparing for regional action, tournament action, that is, which starts this Tuesday. Nate Biddle had 23 points, and Jackson Shellstad made a desperation three to force overtime as Oregon beat number 11 Wisconsin 77-73 yesterday. Biddle, a 7-foot center, scored 6 points in overtime to help snap Wisconsin's five-game winning streak. Shellstad scored 13 points as the Ducks extended their winning streak to 4 games. John Tonji had 22 points for Wisconsin. Steve Crowell scored 12. Shellstad hit his game-high tying shot with 12 seconds left in regulation from several feet behind the three-point arc. Wisconsin's Max Klusmit missed the jumper to send the game to overtime, tied at 66. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, it was number 3 Duke beating Illinois by a score of 110-67. Penn State defeated Minnesota 69-60, and Iowa beat Washington 85-79. And in the WEAC Division III action, Oshkosh beat Stout by a score of 75-51. It was Whitewater over Eau Claire, 80-65. La Crosse defeated Stevens Point, 74-60. And Platteville beat River Falls by a score of 85-44. And yesterday in spring training baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 8-7. The Brewers play again today as they take on the Rockies with the first pitch at 2:10. Also, the Bucks will be in action tonight as they take on the Heat at Milwaukee. Tip-off for that game will be at 5. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
100.9 WRCO. You might say she started out without what folks round here call a fair shake. A little girl with no shoes on her feet, tangled hair, not a nickel to her name, and not a care. But no matter what, her smile came shining.
Is a rose. rose is a rose. It always finds a way to shine. Beauty is a state of mind. And seeing a face in town is like springtime coming around. Well, I guess it just goes to show. A rose is a rose is a rose.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
That was Blake Shelton with Texas on Country and Community WRCO. Our time is 12:49. Temperature is now 38 degrees. We're getting closer to that 40. It's been moving up pretty good. I didn't look not too long ago. We were at 37. Now we're up to 38. So that's a good sign. And I think we'll probably easily hit that 41 degree mark that Tony Schumacher predicted today. Maybe be gone beyond that. Depends on how nice Mother Nature is to each and every one of us. And as I said, our time is 12:49, and we have no sports on the air today, either on right here on WRCO 100.9 and not even on WRCE today. So great afternoon of music right here on WRCO 100.9. So thank you for making us a part of your day, and we'll have some more great music this evening as we'll be bringing you some classic country music with your host, Bo Hinrichs, and the name of the show is Old Country, and Bo will be playing some great country music for your entertainment, classic country music, that is. So be sure to tune in tonight from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Got a special way that makes me happy every day. What do the old folks say? She's finer than a frog, hair split four ways. When I'm feeling low, she reminds me that there's always tomorrow. I kinda wonder if she knows my sun comes up just to hear her crow. She don't just own me, she has grown me. In her secret garden deep in love's hollow, wherever she goes, I know she knows.
I know she knows.
up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, as I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Now she got some nerve, well, she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Clouds gradually mixing with some sunshine and warmer today with a high of 41, winds south 5 to 12. Partly cloudy tonight, low 29. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet tomorrow with a high of 49. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by late evening, low 32. And partly cloudy and continued mild on Tuesday with a 50% chance of light rain showers by late evening. It could mix with some wet snow at night and a high of 45. Currently in Richland Center, the temperature is 38 degrees with the winds out of the west at 4 miles per hour.
WRCO 100.9.
But we need a little push. Dancing on the side.